Yes, so what you're speaking on is actually a common tactic used in recruiting people into joining cults or just religions in general. And I want to preface this by stating that people aren't necessarily dumb because they're in a cult. People aren't necessarily dumb because they joined a specific religion. Religions or religious cults use tactics that are in many ways considered to be abusive. They are very similar to abusive relationships, and we shouldn't attack people for falling victim to these because most religious cults will target people who are very impressionable. They'll go after children who are easy to indoctrinate from birth. They'll go after college students who are leaving their parents' influence for the first time. They'll go after people who are going through midlife crises or people who have simply lost community. What religious cults often do is that they present to you a very idealized version of their beliefs at first, usually offering you things such as community, family, positive things such as purpose and self-discipline. Even religions that are considered a joke by many people, such as Scientology. Scientology, if you ever saw the old videos of Ben Schneider infiltrating meetings of Scientologists with spyglasses, what they do is in the very first meeting, you don't learn any of the outlandish things that you might have heard from South Park. You learn these very basic tasks, and then you're instructed to start reading books and to start establishing routines. That will benefit your life overall. And then they want you to start spending money. And as you spend more and more money into the Church of Scientology, they start to get you to believe more and more outlandish things. So by the time you learn about things such as Xenu, you've already invested thousands of dollars. And because of the sunk cost fallacy, it's very difficult for people to leave because they've already invested so much into it. As this is happening, religious cults will then try to eliminate outside influences so that you are easier to control, usually by dangling that same sense of community, belonging, and purpose that made you join them in the first place, by labeling certain things that might seem innocuous as being demonic in nature or simply toxic. And this can be something small, telling you not to wear a certain type of clothing or listen to a certain type of music. And it can gradually become more and more extreme, to where it's now there is no type of consent. You must say yes whenever a man asks you out on a date, to where you are no longer to be in contact with your parents, to its most extreme, where you are giving up your life in exchange for maintaining membership in that cult. As people start becoming more invested in religious cults, it also becomes more difficult to leave, because if you eliminate all of your outside influences, you have no social life if you leave the cult. You will lose all of that. There's also the fact that many religious cults encourage a great deal of personal sacrifice. You might not have any life savings. You might also not have an education because your cult discourages you from pursuing education. So if you try to leave a cult, you will lose all your friends, you don't have any money to support yourself, and you don't have any education to find gainful employment outside of the religious cult itself. Social pressure is very powerful, and people will outright reject undeniable evidence if the social pressure to accept it is too great. And this was noted in the Ash Conformity Experiments. In the Ash Conformity Experiments, they had a group of people gathered together in a room, and they were shown a series of lines. They were asked which lines were the tallest. Now, what the test subjects didn't know was that everyone else in that room was an actor, and they deliberately gave wrong answers to all the questions. Now, this went from having people by themselves giving correct answers about 99% of the time to having about 74% of all participants give at least one incorrect answer. So the fact that other people are outright rejecting evidence in front of you is enough pressure for you to make it difficult for you to discern what is true and what is false. This might sound very familiar to you. This might sound like an abusive relationship where you can only trust the abuser and nobody else. And this might sound like a political ideology where you can only trust your demagogic leader. And that can very well be the case. A cult only needs two people to be a cult, a leader and a follower. And a lot of abusive relationships and cults are virtually identical. A cult is a form of abusive relationship. So if you're wondering how you have these cults with these absurd beliefs, well, that's how it works. It's a gradual process that takes years. When you join Scientology, you don't learn about Xenu immediately. You learn about Xenu when you've already invested so much money that you don't really have any other options. You have to continue pursuing this cult or risk losing it all.